Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to welcome you in once again here on this semi-cloudy Thursday morning from the historic Clay County Courthouse right here smack dab in the middle of Salina, Tennessee at 100 Courthouse Square in the historic old Clay County Courthouse that was completed in 1873, just about time for us to move into it. About the time our county got started, we had a courthouse here ready to go, and it's been in operation ever since then, and occasionally still gets used for a courtroom, but one of the major uses of it right now is our weekly radio show here where we have guests come in, and we just talk about kind of whatever we want to about some of the things going on in the county. I've got a couple of guests lined up this morning, and we'll have some interesting stuff to talk about, I'm sure. And we will do that in just a few minutes. I guess we'll take a little short break, work in a few early words from our sponsors, and then we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored, but this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here this morning with Kenny Meadows, who is a local entrepreneur. I guess we can call him that. He's probably been called a lot of things. But before we get to him, I do have one announcement to make, seriously. This is from Rick Buford and the folks there with him. They're working on a veterans book here for Clay County. and they've been requesting that people submit photos for consideration to be included in this book, trying to list all the veterans from Clay County over the years, and I believe right now they've got over 1,400 photos that they're going through and of course, digitizing and getting ready and working on this book. And also, they are currently working on a list of veterans who've lost their life during times of war from here in Clay County, from World War One up through through today. And they have a list of 52 veterans here from Clay County that were killed in action from World War One to the present time. But they don't have photographs for very many of them. I think only 12 individuals, Rick said. And, they want to make sure that before they're going to try to do a plaque with the names on it. And they want to make sure that they get everyone that that fits in this category. And of course, a lot of these things now are just part of oral history. I know it's hard to find information. It's hard to find photographs. And a lot of families that have photographs are very protective of them. They don't want, to loan them or anything. But, there's a way, to have them digitized now, to take them over to the library here and scan them into a computer and make a digital copy of them, which is the greatest way to share and save things like that. And then put the originals up in a way that will protect them and keep them deteriorating any farther than they have. But I know they're requesting that, if you have any information about any individual from Clay County that was killed in action during any of our conflicts that have taken place since World War One, if you would contact Rich Buford at gmail.com or Miss Melissa White over at Clay County High School. And of course, Melissa's there just about every day, so you can contact her there, or you can mail any information to Clay County Veterans Book, Post Office Box 242, Salina. Of course, the zip is 38551. And, of course, all these photos, if you do send a photo or bring a photo by, they will return those to you just as soon as they get them digitized. And this is a long-needed, worthwhile project that will honor our veterans here in Clay County, and it's getting close to Memorial Day again. And remind everyone, of course, we'll have our Memorial Day display here around the courthouse. So, if you would, try to take care of this just as soon as you can. And also, like to remind everyone that we've got our Cumberland Run cruise in coming up on Saturday, May the 7th, here on the square. We'll start about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and go until people get restless and start leaving, which is usually about 6:30 or so. And we'll be playing music. The stores here around the square will be open. I know Gone Country and Billy Burgers will be open. The antique stores, I think the folks down at the Treehouse said they would remain open for shopping convenience in his attic. These places, they're going to stay open, so you'll come out and bring your antique car and go antique shopping or have a good burger and fries or something here around the square. And I know over at the antique store here across from the courthouse, they always have some good ice cream over there. And hopefully it'll be about 90 degrees and they can sell a whole bunch of ice cream. Now we've got that out of the way. Kenny, it's good having you here with us this morning with me and you. John hadn't made it over with us yet, so it's just you and I right now that are here to kind of carry this along. I know I asked you to come by and you wanted to know why, and I think the career you've had here in Clay County is interesting. I know you are a graduate of Salina High School, and then from there, let's pick it up there. What did you do from there?
I went on to college, to ITT, and got an associate degree in applied science and electronic engineering. And then had some opportunities to move to Texas, but I just chose to come home.
Lucky for Judy, you did, right?
Yeah.
And And you did start a retail business. Did you start the retail business from the beginning, or did you just kind of work into that?
It kind of worked into that. Started off with a big satellites and a little TV repair, and then it escalated on into doing some retail.
You know, that the satellite industry, as you said, the big satellites, we had satellite dishes as big as NASA's got here one time.
Yeah.
All over Clay County.
Yeah.
And, of course, now we're down to about the size of a, well, we ain't down to a saucer yet, but it's pretty close now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is some amazing technology, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
When you take, how far up in space are those things, right offhand? Do you remember?
Not off the top of my head, but I know they in what they call a geosynchronous orbit, and I'd say it's several 20,000-30,000 miles anyway, probably.
It's way up there.
Yeah.
And those things are circling around the Earth.
Yeah.
And they're shooting the beam down.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits a little dish that's, well, it ain't big as a wash. That's like a wash pan anymore.
Yeah.
And it hits those things and brings TV in outer space. I mean, you know, that it never ceases to amaze me. And then also it's kind of amazing, too, that since they can send a message up from Denver, Colorado, and shut your television off sitting there in your living room. But I know with the big satellite dishes we had, that was a different industry, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you remember how many satellites were in orbit at one time? That 25 or 30 of them, maybe?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And now it's down to, what, two or three or four of them. Well, each company, I guess, has their own satellite or rent space off of somewhere.
There's not many left for consumers to use, but the what's still left in what they call the Clark Belt is mostly for commercial uses, cable companies, and stuff like that. But that's how they get their feed, is through the big dish equipment, and then it's rebroadcasted through the cable.
Okay, and I know another bit of that same technology are our GPS, isn't it? I mean,
mm-hmm.
That is,
yeah.
That, you know, and what would we do without those things now?
I don't know. We'd probably get to where we're going quicker, because I might say.
Well, they had a little run of bad luck here around the Squirt's Lina. For a long time, they were directing folks to take the first right at the stop sign here in Salina, which send them between the courthouse and the antique stores.
Yeah.
And if they managed to make that turn, then they got down to the other corner, there was no way. I mean, they knocked the side of buildings off. And
yeah, I always get there quick, but it seems like it takes twice as long to get home. They don't ever bring me on the right road, you know.
But along that line, I know I have an older vehicle, and riding down the road in an old vehicle, a 1955 or 56 vehicle, who would have, in their wildest dream, thought that you could plug something into your cigarette lighter that would tell you how to get where you're going? I mean, you know, that's where technology is today.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have been in on a lot of this from not the ground floor, but pretty close to it on a lot of these things. And I know a company that, a business that you guys started, I don't know how many years ago. Tell us a little bit about InfoEd.
Well, during the time that we was doing retail and satellites and TV repair, I met up with my cousin who was in college for computers. And we got to talking and deciding that it would be a good option to have more than one choice in the area. And we decided to pursue what they call dial-up internet. And that's where you used your old standard telephone lines and would connect. And it was pretty slow back in those days, but it still got the job done. And we decided to pursue that and start a company, and we called it InfoEd. Now that name, we can blame that on Scotty. It's supposed to stood for information and education, but we get a lot of people calling up asking for Ed nowadays. But anyway, after several years of the dial-up, it started to be so slow, and people wanted it faster and faster, and we didn't have any other alternative but to move on to what they call wireless or fixed wireless internet. And from there, we just had to erect towers and put on transmitters to cover, you know, any given spot we needed. And that way we could provide much faster service to the customers, you know.
Well, I know, you know, that's like anything in the digital age. What you start with will do what you bought it for to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't do the latest and the greatest every time.
Right.
And I know that as much as we have advanced, I know you guys have done a good job keeping up with that, but hold your thoughts for just a second, because we do have to make money here. And I think you're aware that in order to stay in business, you do need to make a little revenue every once in a while. So we'll take a revenue break.
Okay.
And we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole.
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's Dad O'Clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're sitting in here once again, coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial, which just happens to be WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And we emanate from this spot every Thursday morning, beginning at 9 o'clock. And this is through help from the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Committee. And we do this, and then we do a rebroadcast about 6 o'clock tonight, unless we get booted off for some reason, like basketball games, which we did back in the winter, but those are all over with, so we're pretty well dependable now, being on about 6 o'clock tonight. And let's see, a couple more things we want to real quickly mention happen in next month in May, and that is the Highway 52 yard sale, which involves going from here to, I guess, all the way down to the Kentucky border over toward Portland through that way. You know, where else but in the South and in this area can you turn a yard sale day into a national holiday where you have to turn schools out and everything because traffic gets so bad, people have wrecks, and just looking for that one great bargain that they see on American Pickers. They know they're going to find it one of these days, and all going to be millionaires. And, of course, I give up looking for it, maybe I guess it's last year. Kenny, we were talking about, the info ed, and I know, with the grant money that the phone company's got in the past few years, that, their big deal was, fiber to the home. We're one of those underserved areas, and that, I know, Jack's a businessman. You were concerned about that. But I think maybe that you guys have a little niche that is probably going to remain forever, because there are a lot of folks that don't like the idea of bundling everything together. And there are so many people anymore that really don't have landlines to their homes. And
right.
I think you're going to continue filling that niche for a number of years.
Yeah, especially vacation homes. People coming in here to these little cabins on the lake, and they just don't need the, full-time telephone service, et cetera. But then there's just some people who just, want to keep it local here to Salina. And of course, I think one of our biggest benefits is we don't only offer the internet, we also help them with their computers and repair them. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop, and that, But so far it's done pretty well. We've not had any kind of grant money or government assistance. That's why we've grown so slow over the years. But sometimes I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, with every dollar you get from the federal government, there's 99 cents worth of regulations, isn't there?
Yeah.
you just can't. Really and truly, there's a lot of times you can't use it where it needs to be used. As you said, you had a little repair shop down there. You did all those things, but you have gradually grown into. But you still do computer repair. If folks need something, they can call you. And I know you will even do a house call every once in a while. You don't really like it, but and I know last year you took on another little bit of a, not necessarily a career change, but added a little something to it, didn't you?
Yeah, we acquired the Jackson County Cable Company down in Gainesburg, Tennessee. It's one of the oldest running cable companies in the state of Tennessee at the time. The Spiveys used to own this system. We was notified that he was ready to get out. And he was just, he'd been there since high school, and he just wanted to change. Me and a couple of my friends and partners, we went ahead and took that leap and bought in, and we've been there since the 1st of April of last year, and we've advanced it to the point where we've got about 15 digital channels now. We're going to slowly, transition all the analog to digital so we can have some really good quality pictures. It needs a little work, but we're going to stick with it until we get it done, and maybe it'll pay off in the end.
And as you said, there are a lot of people that really don't want to change things, that they've got something that works pretty good, they like to stay with it. And
yeah, I found that the satellites is really nice with the bells and whistles and the program guide and the DVRs, and there's a large group of people that really loves that, but there's also that group who don't know anything about using that kind of stuff. They just simply want to come home from work and just turn on the TV and change the channel, and that really serves the purpose for them.
And not to have to go through 300 channels to
right.
get the one they're looking
yeah.
for. And how is your signal transmitted down there?
Well, right now, of course, we're doing internet down in Gainesboro now too, so we have the InfoEd Wireless down there. It's part of the cable company, but right now we have a head end on top of a big mountain. It's probably got about 12 or 13 of those big dishes we were talking about earlier. And that brings in the signal, and then there's quite a bit of wiring going into this building, and it's just full of satellite receivers. And that's where it's all combined, and then it's put back out on a cable line. And that cable line is transmitted by amplifiers ever so many feet apart across the county, and down in Gainesboro, we've got, I think, around 50 miles of cable down there that we're, maintaining and so forth. But right now, that's the way we deliver it.
Okay. Let's take another little short break here and work in another commercial, and we'll come back, and we're going to, I don't know, we may wander off when we come back, but we'll be back in just a moment.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. We're glad to be here with you every Thursday morning. And, of course, we want to remind everyone that this is birthday anniversary time to make the announcement here in just a few minutes of our list of names. I know Kenny's got to get down to Jackson County. This is his normal day down there, but he took a little time out to stop here and chat with us a few minutes. Kenny, I did want to ask maybe one more question, and that is, you know, with your wireless, how much of Clay County are you capable of covering now?
Well, it sounds like a lot, but based on what we've figured out, it's about 800 square miles. Now, that's not including some of these hollers and areas that you can't reach, but for the most part, we can reach a good majority of it. But that is one of the problems with wireless. You just can't reach everybody.
And you reach out 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
On past miles a little bit, I think.
Hermit Springs.
Now, all the way to Hermit Springs now. So you're covering, and how far up toward Willow Grove in that way are you?
Well, we have the fire tower area at Pea Ridge, which covers out towards Ashlock and back towards Holly Creek and some random areas towards Burksville. But, you know, there's a lot of hills and trees, so that limits some people's service. But for the most part, you know, we've got a pretty good coverage area.
Do you go over into Kentucky?
Yeah.
Okay, I know some of their cable stuff is kind of, it's more complicated than theirs over there. And I thought I knew some people over there.
It don't go far, but just a mile or two over the line, yeah.
But I think the folks that have it over there are tickled to death to get it.
Yeah.
Kenny, I want to, one more thing. Give us a fishing update of what's going on Dale Hollow right now before I run you off.
Well, you don't want no sun, I can tell you that. Pretty much, if you can find you an overcast day, a little
like cloudy, today,
yeah, today'd be a good day.
You want to go?
We'll just go. early in the morning, bite was pretty good last week. I think we caught 8 or 9. We had some good smallmouth, healthy smallmouth. Pretty shallow, on wood, mostly up in the heads of creeks. But we had a really good day last Saturday.
Yeah, what about the tournaments on Dale Hollow? The local tournaments got cranked up yet?
Pretty much the local ones hadn't. We've had a few Macon County tournaments coming in here and a few little just get-togethers we've had. We've got several out of town we'll be doing soon. But generally, probably third, fourth week of May, first of June, that's generally when most of the night tournaments begin on the lake.
Okay, and I heard one more thing that I think Danny Stone mentioned it last week while we were off air, and we didn't talk about it on there. You got your kayak yet? He said there's going to be a kayak smallmouth tournament on Dale Hollow Lake sometime this summer where you have to fish out of a kayak. Have you heard anything about that?
I don't know, but Danny Stone's going to get one. I'm going to come watch.
But he did say that, and since then I've heard some announcements on some different lakes where they're actually having where you have to paddle and fish. So that would be something unique, I'm sure. Well, Kenny, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and I'm going to let you make a run for it, and we'll get Paula in here, and I'm going to do the list of birthday and anniversaries, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
We will do those now, and we'll have our drawing here just in a few minutes, and we'll remind everyone that this is compliments of the Salina Dairy Queen, the Grill and Chill folks here that do a tremendous job with breakfast every morning. So if you're looking for a good place to have breakfast with good food, good conversation, go out by and see those folks. And the number to call here is 243-5574, and you'll get the answering machine here. And remember to speak slowly, clearly, and leave a number, a contact number, where we can reach you if we can't understand just exactly what you said, because we realize sometimes a lot of folks aren't used to doing it this way. They're used to getting a live voice on the other end, but we don't have that luxury here. So we want to remind you that once again to speak slowly and clearly. Good morning, Paula. We'll get to you just in a minute here.
All right.
But celebrating birthdays this past week, we had Joanne and Marianne Andrews. I think they celebrate on the same day, don't they?
Sounds like it.
And we also had Debbie Johnson on the 17th, Aileen Long on the 18th, and Connie Garrett on the 19th of April. And we have Harper Boone, who celebrated his birthday on April the 15th, and this is called in by a family member. And Alex Combs celebrated a birthday, I believe, on the 19th also, and his Nana and Pa called that one in. And Nana and Pa for Eliza Cunningham also called in with wishing her a happy birthday. And we have Sue Cherry, her family called in to wish her a happy birthday on the 19th. And the last one I have here was also on April the 19th. April the 19th must have been a popular birthday. Winnie McLaren celebrated her 91st birthday. And Winnie is my aunt, and she and I celebrate the birthdays on the same day. And we also had a great aunt that celebrated that same day. But Winnie was 91 years old on April the 19th. And that was best wishes from all her friends, families, nieces, nephews, everyone around her. Paula, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Paula, I started to say Hamilton. I won't say Paula Sue from school days, but Paula Boone, who is the, what is your official title?
I am the administrator at Salina Health and Rehab Center.
Okay, and Salina Health and Rehab Center has been around for a long time, hasn't it?
Since 1976.
And I think the Brown family started that.
That's my understanding, yes.
And that was maybe a little cornfield basically in the city limits.
I think so, yes.
And I think they actually sold stock, and it's a local.
That's correct.
And I'm sure you probably have some of the stockholders that may be there with you now, maybe. I think Johnny Sue told me once that she bought stock in that when
I think so. I had seen some stock probably about 15 years ago or so, but I've actually not seen any in a long time. I think when it changed hands, maybe in the late 80s, early 90s, I think that all that dissolved, and so I've really not seen any of those stocks in quite some time. But that is true. I think that there were some local owners of that facility.
And how many different owners has this gone through? Do you have any idea?
I think that there has actually only been about three.
There have been some name changes, I think.
There has been some name changes. The last ownership change was in 2006, and a couple of gentlemen out of the Chattanooga, Tennessee area actually purchased that facility, and it's managed now by a company called Grace Healthcare out of Chattanooga.
Oh, we're still local, but we have outside ownership.
We do.
All of the folks there, that basically everyone that works there, and I think all of the administration, they're all local folks, aren't they?
Yes, for the most part. We do have some employees, and as well as some patients that are there that are from, like, the southern Kentucky area. We have a lot of Monroe County, Cumberland County folks.
More kind of a regional.
It is. We have people that are from the Macon County area, Overton, Clay. So, but primarily, the majority of our people are from born and raised in Clay County.
Okay. What is your capacity there?
We have 66 beds.
66 beds.
Yes.
And what about, do you have a no vacancy sign up now?
We have no vacancies.
Okay, and the services that you offered, I'm sure you've talked about this before, and I know, of course, you're in a constant change of updating, upgrading, adding services as new technology comes along. I mean, that's a tremendous deal for people.
It is, and you know, we're constantly evolving to meet the needs of the community and the changes in the industry, because it has really changed. I've been doing this for about 25 years, and it's totally different. We have more of like a rehab model now, as opposed to just an intermediate care. Our goal, ultimately would be to for people to be able to, you know, get back to the quality of life that they were at, and if it was possible to go home, that's not always necessarily possible, but we do a lot of short-term rehab now, and we have a rehab to home program where we focus on trying to get people back into their homes if that's possible.
Okay, you know, I know if that's not possible, it's usually because of the need for 24-hour observation and care.
That is correct.
And that, you know, that's it's basically impossible to do things like that at home.
That's right. And a lot of times people, we have a lot of people that have dementia diagnosis, Alzheimer's, and sometimes it's just not safe to be at home anymore. So, we do have a lot of people that stay with us because, you know, that's their best quality of life is to be there and be in a safe environment.
Okay, employees there. Of course, beginning with you, then under you. Who have we got working there under
you? Our director of nursing is Kim Head. She was Kim Johnson. A lot of people probably know her. She was born and raised here in Clay County as well. Rachel Cherry, she's our staffing coordinator. We have a lot of wonderful nurses run our nursing department there. Our business office manager is actually from Clinton County, she drives in every day and does a great job. Her name's Valerie. A lot of people know Judy Meadows. It's actually the wife of the gentleman that you just had on. She does our HR and accounts payable. We have dietary staff that are just wonderful. They have really good food, activities folks. Corey Barlow's our activity director, and he makes sure that everybody's got something going on all the time. They just actually had a trip to the Golden Corral Tuesday. So we have around 90 full-time and part-time employees that work there. So
I know Corey does a tremendous job. I know that the little things that people don't hear a lot about are that, you know, like Corey would go around and help someone tune their TV in to watch a special show, or hey, help folks get an iPad out and listen to a broadcast of a basketball game.
Exactly.
And
just made a trip to the basketball games this year.
Yes, you did. I know you were down at the state tournament.
Yes, we sure did, and we had a really good time. And we try to do some things outside of the facility and have community involvement. And just because it. older doesn't mean you don't enjoy those things. And you know, we are trying to evolve with technology. You know, I never dreamed that we would have, you know, I'm friends on Facebook with some of my residents. So, you know, the times have changed. We have, you know, Wi-Fi throughout the building, and you know, it's a little bit different than it was when I started there, and it's certainly different than it was in 1976.
Okay. How did you get into this business now? As a former statistician and bookkeeper for me on the basketball team, and I know your mother is in the education business.
Yes.
Your father's been a businessman here. By the way, how's your mother doing?
She is doing well, yes, she is.
I wonder when she'll be ready and up for another trip down here.
I think that'd be good for her any day now.
I'm telling you what, now, she is a tremendous guest to have here. She is a veritable encyclopedia of knowledge of a lot of different things. I know basically any question you want to know about girls' basketball from about 1950 to, I don't know, up to the present time. I know she was Coach John Teeple's bookkeeper, best
yes.
I remember.
Yes.
She may have kept back even when I was in high school. I know she's maybe 2 or 3 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And while she was in college, she did some scorekeeping and things like that,
yes.
even back in those days.
That's true.
Did she start her teaching career out in Moss Elementary?
She did. That was her first job, was at Moss Elementary.
Okay. Now, oh, we wandered off
yes.
here. What did you start to say?
I graduated from Salina High School in 87 and went to Western Kentucky University and came back here in 1991 and started working at the hospital. And hospital had decided at that point that they were going to get into the skilled nursing facility business. And so that's a program kind of like where Medicare will pay for like some extended stay beyond your hospitalization. And I actually got my license in the early 90s, and that's kind of how it just kind of evolved. I started doing just a little bit of everything at the hospital and kind of evolved into the long-term care industry.
What was your degree in?
It was in sociology, and I had a minor in business administration.
That sounds kind of like mine.
Yes, it was kind of a generic thing, and so it kind of left the door wide open to getting my administrator's license, and I've not looked back. Enjoyed healthcare administration quite a bit. It's been very good and rewarding.
Okay, now, on the business side of this, regulations, regulators.
Yeah.
I know that's not a good word you like to hear, and some nursing homes get some bad reputation, some bad rap sometimes because they may fail some
right.
little something, and then of course if you fail a little thing, it gets to be a big thing.
Right.
Times it gets on Channel 4.
Exactly, and sometimes those things, I think it may sound bad on the surface, but if you dig down and you know figured out exactly what was going on, it may not be necessarily as bad. You know. You may hear, I need to brag on Salina Health and Rehab for just a minute. We were actually deficiency-free on our last survey, so that's a huge accomplishment in this industry. It's very rare that happens, and so, you know, that just shows the professionalism of the staff that's out there. They do an awesome job, but, you know, for example, you know, you may hear of a facility that has a deficiency that's related to abuse. Well, that may sound like that they have had some sort of abusive practice towards a patient. Well, they could actually have just failed to have checked a box on an application for an employee that they had checked the abuse registry. So it may be a paperwork infringement, not necessarily that, you know, where someone was guilty of that. So it's very complex. The nursing home industry is actually the number two regulated industry in the United States, secondary to nuclear power plants. So it's very, 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 very complex, lots of layers to the regulations that we go through.
Okay, and of course these regulations are both federal and state.
That's
because
true.
I know you are involved with the Social Security Administration,
mm-hmm.
and also, of course, with the State Health Department. How often there are federal inspectors, I'm sure. Do they come in with the state folks? Or
they do occasionally. In my career, I've actually only been through two federal surveys, and they're pretty intense. That's not something I really want to repeat, but yes, the state inspectors are there also on behalf of the federal inspectors, but there are times an additional check, the federal surveyors will also come in with the state surveyors.
Okay, and the state, do they have regularly scheduled times to come in, or do...
They do. They're unannounced, but they do come in anytime, typically from about 9 to 12 months apart. But they're not announced. You know, sometimes it may be as much as, 15 or 16 months since their last survey, but they do come in on unannounced visits on a regular basis.
Okay, and if... if there is a problem, I know, anytime you run a business, you are going to have some complaints. Someone is going to send a letter off to the State Department.
Correct, yes.
And when they do that, do they do an immediate response to that by email or mail or something, or do they come and look at you?
It depends on the severity of what the complaint is. If it's something that's pretty serious, the state comes in, immediately and follows up on that issue. But if it's something that's, something that's not, dire or life-threatening, of course, they may wait for a few months. But no, they do not notify us that someone has made that complaint until they show up on our doorstep. So.
Okay, with that, let's take a little short break, and we need to work in a couple of commercials here. We do need to pay for this show that comes on every Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock from the courthouse. And and if you'd like to be a sponsor on this show, I think you are a sponsor.
We are.
And if you would like to join Paula and the rehab facility here being a sponsor, give them a call at the radio station and sign on with us. We need everybody in Salina advertising. And we look around here in Salina of all the activity going on. That we've got a new building going up down past the... across from the Family Dollar now, another new business there. I think someone said it's going to be some type of Jiffy Lube or something down there. So we're, and out in Moss, I'm telling you what, now it's just like a beehive out there with all the stuff going on. So things are looking up.
Right.
But now, if you want to advertise, give them a call up there. They'd love to have you help us keep this show going. But right now, let's take a little short break and get a few words in here.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Need to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving, We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Back here with Paula Sue Hamilton Boone. lots of great memories. She was one of my managers back during the heyday of some of our great basketball teams.
That's true.
She got to keep some of the stats mm-hmm. and stuff. And, of course, it's a pleasure when you watch someone that you did have in class and that kind of surprise you in the direction their career takes. And I'll have to say that this was a little bit of a surprise because I always sort of figured you'd go into the teaching profession like Mom, but it didn't work out that way. And we're glad that you're in the position you're in because I know that you're working where your heart's at.
I am. I feel like I'm where God needs me to be and where He wants me to be. When you do that, it kind of is very rewarding. I love what I do, and I know that teaching would have been a really good profession as well. I come from a big family of educators, and I'm really proud of all them. But I'm glad that I went the healthcare route. It's a very very rewarding job.
I know that it has some downtime, but it's when you see the smiling faces mm-hmm. in your break room out there, mm-hmm. you're down your hallways. You know that you're doing something right, don't you?
Yes. Well, we're just one big family, and sometimes those families don't get along the best in the world. But for the most part, everyone really enjoys each other's company, and the employees that work out there, I think that they think of each other like family.
I meant to tell you to bring in a calendar of things that go on in a month. Let's talk about a typical day.
Okay.
At the rehab facility?
Well, typically from an activity standpoint, there is, stuff that goes on there every day. We have a lot of really good volunteers. We have a group that has been coming in at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays and doing a church service. I don't know how long, 20 plus years probably. And, there's groups like that are coming in constantly. We have music groups that come in at night and play live music. And, we have a lot of activities. Bingo is very, very, very important.
Is this combat bingo sometimes?
Yes, it's, we cannot do away with bingo. It's very important. We have bingo, I'm thinking it's 5 days a week that we have at least some bingo. There's all kinds of different, card games. There's some serious rook, games that go on out there. So, there's never a dull moment. I think that, a lot of people, may think that, it might be kind of boring, but there's never, ever a dull moment. We're constantly trying to think of new things and new ways to make everyone's life better. One of the things that our dietary department has been doing is they've been focusing on buffet service, and they've been doing like options, kind of more like a restaurant. There's options that you can order from. There's a buffet that actually is taken throughout the building so that your food comes straight off that buffet cart, rather than some sort of like an institutional tray. It's actually served buffet style throughout the building. So, we're constantly trying to look at ways to make life better.
Make life like life.
Exactly, yes.
Which is the ultimate goal.
Exactly.
Okay, now, coming down the pike, mm-hmm. I'm sure there's always new things. Do you have anything concrete that's coming up anytime in the near future that's any major changes you can think of, or improvements, or
we are scheduled at some point probably this calendar year to do some remodeling again. I know we just did some remodeling in 2010, and if you've not been in our facility in the last 10 or 15 years, it looks totally different than it did years ago. So I'd like to come out and visit with us. But we're looking at maybe doing some remodeling on one of our halls to make it more of like a rehab unit. Our therapy gym right now is pretty small, and as our therapy business has grown, we're wanting to expand that. And so we're looking at converting one of our rooms, which is much larger, into an actual therapy gym. We do offer some outpatient therapy, physical therapy, occupational and speech therapies, and we'd like to maybe expound upon that.
Who's in charge of speech therapy out there?
Casey Young is our speech therapist. Yes, and she's, most people in this area know her. She's been around. Of course, she's married to Wenton Young, and Casey's been around for several years, and she does a wonderful job with our speech therapy. She actually, a lot of people do not realize that, but she's actually a nationally recognized speech pathologist. So she does a wonderful job.
Most folks thought she's that crazy lady that drove the blue Corvette around here.
Yes, well, she is a very professional and very knowledgeable speech therapist, and yes, she does drive that blue Corvette.
What about the physical therapist?
That we have, they are not originally from the Clay County area. Sarah Kilman is our rehab manager. She actually lives up in the Turkey Neck Bend area. So a lot of people probably, that's not necessarily in Clay County, but it's awfully close.
It's close.
We consider
those folks
right.
As being Clay County.
Exactly. So we have her. We have several other physical therapists. One of our occupational therapists is Ashley Walden, that's originally from Clay County. And so we have a really, really good therapy department that's had a lot of really good outcomes.
But guess what? We're about to run out of time. I'm telling you, time flies when you're having fun. But I need you to draw out a little piece of paper there, and we'll give away a birthday cake.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Who we got here? Number two is, let's see, Alex Combs.
Congratulations, Alex.
So Alex will get a birthday anniversary cake. He will need to come out and do the chamber and pick up a certificate there that'll be waiting for him, and he can drop out by the Dairy Queen and pick up his cake. As I said a minute ago, we're drawing near to the end of the day again from here in the historic Clay County Courthouse. I want to remind everyone again about the big new fancy Coke machine out at the Dairy Queen. Now, that's when the Coke machine is a major happening in your town. They have hundreds of flavors of soft drinks now. So, but I guess it is time to close up shop here again today here at the old store. We will be back here again next time, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again right here at the same place, the same time, next week from the historic Clay County Courthouse. Paula, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Good day.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.